Today on the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, we're going to talk a little carbs versus net carbs and how you can use a lumen to know exactly what's going on with your metabolism and a new challenge that's starting to really get a lot of steam.
Welcome to the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, where we take a no-nonsense approach to weight loss. We left our excuses in the past and we've forgiven ourselves for abusing the gift that is our bodies. From this point forward, our health is more important. We will stay focused. We will stay determined. We will sacrifice now knowing that it's not going to be easy so that we can live a better tomorrow. We understand that weight loss is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about making lifestyle changes and that the only person who can stop you is you. You know where you are now and you know where you want to be. The new you begins today. Let's go.
I just want to be thin. Don't deny it thin, I wanna try it thin, but I can't buy it, guess I'll have to dip to die it thin, won't kill your life thin, I want smaller thighs thin, but I realize, I guess I'll have to exercise.
Welcome to the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a trainer. I'm just a person like you trying to lose weight. And as I record this, it's the Monday after Thanksgiving where we are all walking around in a cloud of shame, probably still chewing on leftovers. And that's why I'm actually excited. I'm not that excited, but I'm actually even. Now, that's because on Thursday, I went up a pound, and on Friday and Saturday and today, I basically worked it off. So I'm still at 229, and I really started using the last couple of days a tool. And I've kind of mentioned this in the past, but before I get into it, this is how I see weight loss. You have carbohydrates, and then you have fat in your food and in your body, etc., how it's stored. And I've always viewed this as the carbohydrates are like kindling, if this was a fire, and then fat is your logs. And you need carbs to light the logs on fire. But in the end, if you really want to lose weight, you got to burn those logs. And I'm sure there's a nutritionist that's like, well, that's not entirely accurate, but that's how I view it. And so when you go on these, you know, ketosis kind of things, these keto diets, you have no carbs, so you're more likely to burn logs, to which I kind of go, you still kind of need some carbs, though, to burn those logs, to get it going. And so what I want to talk about is this thing called a lumen. If you're listening to this today, November 30th, I think today's the last day they have a Black Friday deal, and it's $100 off. It's not cheap, but it's really cool. And there's some science behind it. And what it basically does, it helps you improve your metabolism by improving what they call a metabolic flexibility. In other words, your body's ability to shift from using fats to carbs and back and forth. Because if all of a sudden it's not used to burning carbs and you flood it with a bunch of carbs, it's going to kind of freak out and vice versa. And what it actually does is it looks like you're vaping, for lack of a better phrase. You suck air through this thing. There's an app, and then you blow into this thing, and somehow it is then calibrated to your own unique CO2 range. In other words, the carbon in your breathing and such. And it's tailored to you and your own lung capacity. And according to their website, so if this sounds a little salesy, that's why. It's the first handheld portable device and app to measure metabolism in real time and provides you with daily personalized meal plans, which it does. It says it is currently the leader in the at-home metabolism measurement. And it says, be part of the new frontier on how we lose weight, get fit, and optimize nutrition. And it's previously this kind of technology, and they go into how this whole thing, it was the RER test. And what I like about this is it says it is scientifically tested and proven. In other words, it's not just Lumen saying this is accurate. They actually had it, and that's what scientists used to do. You would come up with a study and say, this is what we found, and then you would have another scientist basically do the same thing. And if they came up with the same results, they would say, yep, this has been proven. So it uses a CO2 sensor and what's called a flow meter to determine the amount of CO2 concentration in a single breath. And that somehow ties into if you're burning carbs or not. When I first started using this, they have a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is like, hey, congratulations, you're burning fat. And 5 is like, hey, wow, you are a carb machine. And when I started, I think I was around 4 or 3. And now I fluctuate between 1 and 2, which is kind of cool. And so if you want to see this in action, and like I say, if you're listening to this today, when it comes out on November 30th, 2020, they have a sale because it's Christmas time. And I think the Black Friday is only through today. Go to logicalloss.com/lumen and you can see that. But it's one of those things where I started to watch this and it started getting me into looking into carbs. And then as I dug into carbs, I got into this thing called there's total carbs and net carbs. And I was like, well, what the heck is a net carb? And I found the answer on a website called Healthline. It says whole foods contain naturally occurring fiber. Therefore, you simply subtract the fiber from the total number of carbs to get the net carbs. They say, for example, a medium avocado contains 17 grams of total carbs, which makes you go, whoa. But they say 13.5 grams of that is fiber. So 17 grams total. 13 grams of fiber means the net carbs is 3.6. And apparently this is one of those things that people love to argue over. I was like, who knew? I just thought carbs were carbs and you track the total ones. So what are the pros and cons of counting net carbs? Because some people might want to really get into this. Well, the advantages are it's less restrictive. When you count net carbs, it may increase food choices. So for instance, blackberries, avocados and seeds are mainly fiber, and they can be they basically get wiped out if you're doing this super strict ketogenic diet that only gives you 20 grams of total carbs daily. Well, now if you're doing net carbs, you can kind of get more food. It said it may promote a higher fiber intake, and fiber-rich foods basically make you feel full. They decrease blood sugar. And it reduces calorie absorption, which is a good thing. It says limiting them, net carbs in this case, may backfire in some cases. So keep that in mind. It says reduce risk of hypoglycemia in people who use insulin. Taking insulin to cover all carbs without adjusting the high fiber in erythritol-containing foods may potentially result in hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. So those are the advantages, they say. Now, the disadvantages, it's not 100% accurate. They said at this time, it's not possible to calculate net carbs with complete precision due to the varying effects of processing of fiber, the combination of sugar alcohols used in products and individuals' responses to that. And so it said it may not work well for some type 1 diabetes. And what they mean by this is, as I read into this, as always, the food companies have come up with things that you go, oh, this is fiber. And it's like, well, this is this weird synthetic kind of fiber. And where you normally could just subtract that, you can't. You only subtract half of it, which means you actually have more carbs. It's a pain in the butt. So some other things, it may lead to high intake of sugar-free treats. So overindulging in bars marked as low in net carbs may stall weight loss. So keep that in mind. It may also increase blood sugar and trigger other health problems. So ultimately, the decision about whether to count total or net carbs should be based on what works best for you. And we had the woman on a couple weeks ago who basically just came up with a plan and it worked for her. So that's where sometimes we're going to talk about a plan that's a lot of people are starting to talk about. And it's really comes down to, is it working for you? And if it's not, and you've really tried it, maybe it's time to try something out. So counting net carbs or digestible carbs, you know, the full things, it may be helpful for some people, while others may prefer to count the total carbs. It's really up to you. And Understanding how your body processes different kinds of carbs can help you manage your blood sugar, weight, and overall health. Hence, that's where the lumen comes in. Because you can really see, okay, what am I doing here? Am I mainly burning carbs or am I mainly burning fat? And that will help you understand your metabolism. This is out at the website, logicalloss.com. If you click on the resources or just go to logicalloss.com/lumen. And lumen is spelled L-U-M-E-N. When it comes to food tracking, there's a new name in town, and that is Chronometer. It's a great app that gives you tons of stats, and their database is a whole lot more accurate than things like MyFitnessPal. Oh, and it's cheaper. One of my favorite things is if I have a food that's not in the database, I simply scan the label and the software inputs the information for you. You can check out Chronometer by going to logicalloss.com/food tracking. That's logicalloss.com/food tracking. Have you checked out the Logical Weight Loss resources section? We have things like calorie trackers, breath analyzers, water reminders, weight loss challenges, scales, fitness trackers, habit reinforcement, mental health, weight training. If you have sore muscles, we've got resources for that. Some of my favorite books, our favorite supplements, it's all there. Go over to logicalloss.com/resources. I heard people talk about this thing called 75 hard. And I was like, what the heck is a 75 hard? And what it is, if you go to 75hard.com, and I did this about a week ago, and I'm proud to say that this guy seems pretty cool. When you sign up there, it's all about you don't have to pay for anything. He wants you to buy a book on his website. And he seems kind of a brah. You know what I mean? Like, oh, way to go, brah, that kind of guy. He has a podcast, and I'm not a prude, but like within the first 2 minutes, he dropped enough F-bombs for a week. And I was like, okay, so I may not be his target audience, but it's a way they say 75 Tough is a program designed to build the mental toughness and self-confidence that you will need to live your best life. The next 75 days will not be easy. Now, some of you are like, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Really? I'm trying to teach my kids while I'm doing a conference call, trying to earn money to keep food on the table. Meanwhile, the dog's got to go out and you're saying, hey, Dave, you need to make your life harder. I get that. But in case you're wondering, here's how it works. Every day for the next 75 days, you will be responsible for completing each of the following challenges. Number one, read 10 pages. Not sure how that works on a Kindle, but okay. Follow a diet. All right. No alcohol or cheat meals. That could be tough for some of you, not for me. Drink a gallon of water. And according to my hockey puck from Amazon, better known as Lexi, that is 128 ounces of water a day. Take a progress picture, because who doesn't want to get naked and take pictures of yourself? And then you do not one, but two 45-minute workouts. One of those workouts must be outdoors. And I'm like, it is November in Ohio. That could be a toughie. So I saw that, and then you set this up, and then you can personalize it. You can actually also have it a challenge to where you write a daily journal, probably not bad, meditate for 30 minutes, or watch TV for no longer than 1 hour. As I record this, it's Sunday. I've been watching a lot of football, but to my credit, if I do pat myself on the back a little bit, I was watching it on a treadmill. It says these challenges represent the daily standards that you have to set for yourself that may be added and or removed at any time. These are the other ones, the personalized ones. Some examples may include, but are not limited to. So you can add your own stuff. You know, those are just examples. So if you could have something like eat vegetables or tell your spouse or your partner that you love them, whatever it is. And you have to do this for 75 days. And so what happens then is when you go over and you sign up for stuff, he's going to give you a page where it says, hey, listen to the podcast and click here to buy my book. And then at the bottom, you can download the app. And it's the app that I've been seeing pictures of. The app is free, although I did see a version that was $5, but I found a free version, which I'm like, that's interesting. And you log in with a name and password that you have to set up. And then it gives you these things where you can go in. And when you start it, it's like, hey, are you sure? Because you have to pick, when do you wave the flag each day? So for me, I put 2 a.m. And I'm like, because if I haven't done it by 2 a.m, it's not getting done. In fact, I usually go to bed much earlier than that. So, and then it's just a matter of if you try and at 2 a.m, you're like, oh, didn't do it. I forget how many times you get before you have to start again. And the idea is to do this 75 days in a row. And as I heard this, I was like, that sounds like, especially 2 45-minute exercises a day. And this is where it's really going to require you to get up early, probably. My goal is to, if I'm going to try this, and the one that really kind of blows me away, the water, okay, it's going to take some focus. It's the reading. And I love to read. I just never do it. But I would have to get up early and do a 45-minute exercise. I've been doing like 20, 30, 45-minute exercise and then do another one, in theory, outside. I'm going for 2. It's just, hence it's called 75 tough. It's not called 75 easy. So if you hear people talking about this, that's what it is. And so let's say I do 2 days in a row, third day I miss. You get to start over 3 times, I think, or something like that. So it's kind of a game. And the idea is the more you do this, the more self-confidence you get. Like, I'm sure the first day you do this, you're like, holy cow, I didn't think I could do this. And I did it. And then the idea is you're turning these into habits. So I'm going to give this a shot. Now, there is that voice in my head that says, you ain't doing this. Are you kidding me? But there's only one way to find out, and that's to give it a shot. So if you hear people talking about 75 tough, that's what it is. I did want to take a second, being that here in the States, we just celebrated Thanksgiving, or as they call it in Europe, Thursday. And I just wanted to say a special thank you to the Logical Losers. This is our private Facebook group where I just had a thing last Friday. We have Motivational Mondays that it was like 5 quick tips from, I think it was the Mayo Clinic, that were pretty cool. So if you're looking for more tips, if you're looking for some accountability, we have Weigh In Wednesday, which I purposely did not have us do on this Wednesday because of Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is a bit of a wreck. And it's hard now. I know me personally, we're not sure if we're going to have Christmas, because I'm in Ohio, where if I go out right now, if I were to go out, in about an hour, I could possibly get a ticket for being out. There's like curfew. It's interesting. We're only allowed to have 6 people. So we normally have about 10 to 15. It's going to be weird. COVID is weird. And for those of you that go, it's just like the flu. I called my best friend who lives in Oklahoma, and his cousin, who was probably 53, got COVID and died. So it's not a hoax. So, and if it is, I'm happy wearing a mask to keep people safe, or not, or whatever. That's a whole other thing. So I thank you for listening. I just want to take a second to say thank you so much. If you're new to the show, go to logicalloss.com and you can subscribe. And the next time an episode comes out, which should be in theory next Monday, it'll automatically go to your phone or your device, whatever you're using. And if you don't want to be a logical loser, you can also go out to the website and buy me a coffee. That's a way to kind of do a one-time donation, which keeps the show going, helps pay for all the hosting and everything else. So thank you so much. And we'll see you again real soon with another episode of the Logical Weight Loss Podcast.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Logical Weight Loss Podcast. If you're listening to this on a website, please consider subscribing to us for free in iTunes by going to logicalloss.com/iTunes. You can contact me via email by sending an email to dave@logicalloss.com or call in your comments toll-free, 888-563-3228. You can sign up for our free newsletter and participate in our forums at our website, which is logicalloss.com. Our theme music is courtesy of SkinnySongs.com. Thanks again for listening. You know, they say knowledge is power. Knowledge is only power when it's acted upon. You can do this. Live right. Lose weight. Live long.
I just want to be thin. I don't deny it, thin. I want to try it, thin. But I can't buy it. Guess I'll have to dip to die it, thin. Won't kill your life, thin. I want smaller thighs, thin. But I realize, I guess I'll